Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and who you play in the show.
I'm Ellie Baker, and I play Vivian Ward.
In Pretty Woman, the musical at the National Theater in D.C. from December 12th through the 17th. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. I want to know most people have seen it, but when did you first discover Pretty Woman? Did you watch it in 1990 when it came out, or what was your experience watching the movie version?
I actually was not born when it came out. I watched it when I was younger, maybe 11 or 12 with my mom. Our family has always been huge Julia Roberts fans. And so when it showed up on our TV one time, my mom was like, "You have to watch this." And so we sat down and we watched it, and I've loved it ever since.
Yeah, we interviewed Richard Gere one time, and he was saying that the famous jewelry box scene where she reaches for it and Richard Gere claps it down, that was sort of improvised in the moment by the director, Gary Marshall. He whispered to Richard Gere and said, "Hey, when she comes in, snap the box." And so that's a genuine, big laugh reaction that we get. Is that moment in the musical on stage?
It is. It absolutely is. And the funniest part is that Chase, who plays Edward, he messes with me a little bit every night, and he never snaps it the same time twice. So every night the reaction is genuine, because I never know when he's snapping the box.
So that's how he tries to get the genuine reaction. He changes it up a little every night. That's cool. All right. Well, yep. without further ado, remind us the basic story. Obviously, we all know the plot and the characters, but just so we have it here for posterity, for the radio, for my pieces, just tell us the basic story of, who these characters are, the basic setup.
Sure. So Vivian is this small town poor girl who grew up with the wrong resources, and through a series of events ends up on Hollywood Boulevard working, not making much money, struggling with her life. And she meets Edward Lewis, who is a billionaire. And through conversations that they've had, she ends up living with him for the week. And she kind of finds herself, and he finds who he wants to be, and they fall in love throughout the movie. And it's just a classic rom-com.
Oh, yeah, it's classic. And obviously the movie was hugely successful, and I think Julia Roberts was even nominated for an Oscar and all that stuff. It's just iconic. But then this musical adaptation version, I guess, when did it start? I guess it was on Broadway like 2018, like shortly before the pandemic, and just went on the U.S. tour in 2021, I guess. So it's relatively recent. But do you know any of the backstory of how the Broadway version came to be? Wasn't like Bryan Adams involved and stuff?
Bryan Adams and Jim Vallance wrote all the music, which is so wonderful. Jerry Mitchell directed, along with D.B. Bonds. Will Van Dyke arranged the music. I've heard a lot of stories throughout our rehearsal process just about how it was working with the other group and the other casts, which is so cool hearing those kind of stories about how it was created. But yeah, it opened on Broadway in 2018. It went on tour 2021. And then now we are the first non-union national tour of it. So we're the second leg or the third leg of the tour.
Awesome. And and how fun has it been? I want to get more into the musical numbers in a second, but really quick, how fun has it been playing Vivian Ward? Like, what, why is it such a juicy role to dive into?
She's a character. She's so much fun to play on stage. She wears her heart on her sleeve the entire show, where you're never guessing what she's thinking. You never know what she's going to say next, because she's kind of a rocket like that. But you always know where her heart is and where she stands on that side of the fence. So it's really fun getting to kind of just run around the stage and bring myself to a goofy role and try to connect with everybody sitting in the audience. It's a challenge. It's a lot of emotion to keep on constantly for 2 hours straight, but it's so, so rewarding in the end.
And dish on your co-star, Chase Wolfe. I guess Adam Pascal played the role in the previous tour, so that's big shoes as well. But talk about why Chase is such a joy to work with night in, night out.
Chase is just so wonderful. We're very, very good friends. And it's nice to know I feel safe with the person I'm working on stage with, especially because you know, Richard and Julia, Edward and Vivian fall in love. So it's nice knowing that I can look him in the eyes and be like, I feel safe with you on stage. We can play around with words and lines and actions. And I know that, like, you've got my back. So it's very, very fun working with somebody like that. And he enjoys being on stage just as much as I do. So when we play around, it's just fun.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's dive into the musical numbers then, because that's probably, you know, that's one of the things that makes this different from the movie version. Makes it a lot different. It's a whole other thing. So, talk. You mentioned it was, you know, you mentioned that it was Bryan Adams and Jim Vallance. But what are some of the standout numbers? Like, do you have, list a couple of your personal favorites?
Sure. So the opening number is one to look out for. It is so much fun. It's Welcome to Hollywood. All the characters are introduced all at once in periodic segments. You kind of get the feel for the musical instantly, just like the fun and heightened excitement. Then there's, I'm trying to think in order. There's a really pretty song called On a Night Like Tonight, where Mr. Thompson, the hotel manager, teaches Vivian to dance for the fancy dinner that she goes to. So it's a musical, and there's certain things that don't translate well on stage, and one of them was the dinner scene with the slippery little suckers moment, and so you have to turn around and go, how do we portray that moment of her trying to dress up and look nice and present herself like a rich lady without having them just sit at a table on stage for 10 minutes? And so what they did is they made it a dinner dance club, and so Mr. Thompson helped her learn to dance instead of teaching her the forks. I think it's a really fun, cute number. You see exactly where Mr. Thompson's heart is. In Act Two, You and I is such a wonderful number. It's at the opera. They're watching the opera. Edward's watching Vivian, and he's falling in love with her in that moment. And the whole song is interspersed between his inner monologue singing and the actual opera singing. So you get actually a scene of the opera during the song, which I think is super, super cool. Kit has a song called Never Give Up on a Dream with Happy Man, who's the one guy with the pamphlets going, what's your dream, you know? And you really find more in Kit's character in the musical than I think you get in the movie. She gets more stage time. She gets more me time on stage, talking about herself rather than about Vivian. And then the finale is just so wonderful, you know, the Prince Charming moment when he comes to rescue her and climb the tower. I think all the music really lends itself to exactly what the movie was trying to accomplish and did.
Awesome. Awesome. And I assume, just one more note about the music. I assume the title song, the Roy Orbison / Van Halen song, is Pretty Woman, is not in this, right? This is all the musical numbers that, you know, from Broadway.
Well, you have to come and find out.
All right. Well, there you go. Perfect. Yeah. Leave something for audiences to discover when they come out. All right. Well, we talked about the music. What do we see visually? And I know we're a radio station, so kind of paint a visual picture if you can. But yeah, what are we seeing in terms of, like, the sets or the costumes, you know?
The set is super fun. It's all movable pieces that move in seamlessly throughout music transitions. Pieces are used for more than one thing, which I think is super fun. You look at a piece and go, oh, you were a window before and now you're a closet. Like, that's cool to look at. The lighting is so beautiful on the stages. There's so many pinks and blues, and the colors change based on where you are. Like, Hollywood Boulevard is very dark blues and purples, and the Beverly Wilshire is very yellow and orangey. So they really bring, like, texture to the colors on stage. And in terms of costumes, you're going to get every costume you saw in the movie, all the iconic outfits, the white and blue dress, the red opera dress, her newsboy cap in the beginning of the show. You'll get everything that you are looking for out of the costumes and the visuals of the show.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a really great, fun time at the theater. I guess before we go, tell listeners why, I guess both sides of the coin, if they love the movie, why this is a perfect thing to come see, because it's got all the good, you know, nostalgic callbacks and everything. But also, if you haven't seen it, you know, it speak to why it works for both. It's something new, but also something familiar.
Yeah. I think I think if you already love the movie, it's a wonderful, wonderful music to watch. It stays so true to the movie. You're not going to watch it and go, oh, they really took the plot and ran with it, you know? I think the music only helps heighten the emotions on stage, especially because if you're sitting in an audience and you want to feel a character like Vivian, it needs to be a little bit heightened for person-to-person emotions. And I think the music really helps heighten all those stakes and heighten the heart in the musical or in the movie. And I think if you've never seen the movie before, it's a really fun story with fun characters. And I think everybody in the cast, I feel very lucky that they have so much heart behind what they're doing and they care so much about this production that you will only see love on stage. Every motion that anybody's doing, they're just happy to be there. And I think that really, really rubs off onto the audience. I think it's just a lot of fun and a really great story. And you'll never walk away not smiling.
Awesome. Well, thanks for doing this. I guess sort of final seconds, pretend that I'm not even here and you're just speaking directly to the listeners, you know, say, hey, DC area, you know, come on out to the National Theater. You're going to have a good time, you know, whatever you want to say, but more like a personal invitation to the listener.
Absolutely. Hey, Washington, D.C. This is Ellie Baker. I play Vivian in the Pretty Woman the Musical National Tour. Come get your tickets to see our show December 12th through 17th at the National Theater. You won't want to miss it.
All right. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.